You know, a lot of books have been written on the secret to success. I think about that 7 habits of highly successful people. There's a lot of ways to get there, but perhaps one of the most prevalent things that successful people tend to have is confidence. And in some cases, I would argue in the case of the President of the United States at present, it's an overconfidence. And actually, what makes you successful at that point is also what could cause everything to come crumbling down. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. Great to have you here. Reminder, make sure you subscribe, certainly to the audio version. It's really important because the more subscribers we have, even if you're not listening, hopefully you're listening now. Hopefully you do me that favor. But even if you're not listening, if you just go there and you subscribe for free, that's a really big deal because then the podcast gets promoted more and more people hear it. So do me that favor. Go over to Spotify or to Apple and subscribe to the show. Again, it's free on Apple iTunes. And subscribe to this channel if you're watching on Rumble or if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook. Follow me there. It is really, really important. Portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more right now or give them a call at 1-866-589-0560, 1-866-589-0560. Find out how to protect your future. All right, let's get into this idea here because this is a guy, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, who, in my estimation, isn't all that talented. I mean, he was a kind of nothing student, and yet he's now the President of the United States. He has clearly screwed up many, 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 many things in the past. He misspeaks more so now at 79 years old than he even did before. And yet again, I go back to he is the President of the United States. He was the Vice President of the United States, who, interestingly, President Obama did not support really to run as president, which is why we got Hillary Clinton in 2016. But he's achieved a lot, right? For a guy who's just, I think we could all agree, not exactly book smart, nor even street smart. I mean, I won't play all the clips, but you've seen them. You know what I'm talking about. The guy's not street smart either. He says the wrong thing at the wrong time, over and over and over again, to the point where everybody just saw, you know, it's another Biden gaffe. So how is it that he's the President of the United States? I assume he's got a certain kind of confidence that has enabled him to be in this business as long as he's had. But it's a confidence, frankly, that borders on a cockiness that borders on getting us all in a whole bunch of trouble. Because sometimes it's important as an intellectual to have some empathy for and sensitivity to and understanding of what it is you don't know, right? You can't just know it all. Because if you do, and you pursue policies thinking you know it all without having the astuteness to examine things from different sides, well, then you're just going to get us into trouble and yourself, by the way, into trouble and your party into trouble, which is exactly what Joe Biden has done. Think about when he first came to office and he brought in all those academics, the historians to gather around the table in the Oval Office and tell him how he could be the next FDR. In other words, this is a guy who's believing his own BS, right? You feed him all. You can be Joe Biden, the next FDR, and you're going to go down in history for all these sweeping changes. Won't it be great? Jill Biden is quoted, Jill, Dr. Jill. I have to make sure I enunciate that well enough because sometimes people get confused, especially these days, right? Anyway, Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden told CNN that her husband had, you know, so many hopes. Sure, he's frustrated because he's not getting a lot done. But again, this is this like overconfidence combined with lack of intellect because anyone could have told you you're not going to get the FDR style stuff done. Thank goodness. When you don't have the Senate, buddy. I mean, look, Joe Manchin just coming out just this past week and saying, you know, look, I'm not into this whole thing. Your agenda that would push the climate change and green energy and higher taxes for the wealthy, I'm not going to go along with it. So Joe Manchin, a Democrat, holding up the initiatives of this president, but he ought to have seen that one coming. I mean, I think the rest of the world did, right? So he's got this head that's this big and he thinks he's going to jam everything through and he's kind of surprised. Like, why is it not happening? Don't be surprised. It's not happening because one, you don't have the votes and two, you just don't get it. You just don't get it. And perhaps this is fundamentally the entire problem with the party. They over and over again prove that they don't get it. I mean, maybe it's a problem with politics in general. I do believe that most conservatives tend to be a little bit more grounded, a little bit more astute when it comes to understanding that people want to be able to go out and work. Yeah, Americans like to work. We actually have a really great work ethic. People want to be able to go out and work. They want to be able to provide for their families and they want to be able to keep a good portion of what they earn. They don't believe in a redistribution of income that AOC and Bernie Sanders are trying to force feed down our throat. And so again, it's a sense of we know better, a cockiness and overconfidence to try and push policies on people when they're like, no, thank you. No way, no how. That's not what I signed up for. And you see this right now. The Democrats are like, wait a second, why aren't Hispanics, Latinos coming along for the ride? That why aren't they voting for us like we thought? Take a look at the 34th district in Texas. And the reason is because Hispanics and Latinos are like everyone else. You know what? They don't want the handouts. They don't want big government telling them what to do. They come here for an opportunity for something better. They want safe streets. They want a police presence. They want borders. And they want a chance at economic prosperity. It's not that hard. Anyway, when you have egomaniacs running our country that are so out of touch, and granted, look, you know, they're all, to a certain extent, you got to give them that, somewhat egomaniacs, because who the heck would ever want to be the president of the United States unless they had a massive ego? I get that. So it kind of goes with the territory. But these are egomaniacs that are also overconfident and out of touch. And I think that's the big thing here, completely out of touch with what matters. Fareed Zakaria, who does a show on the weekend over at CNN, and is basically sort of, you know, spoon-feeding the public the Democrat talking points, he's in hot water right now because he came out with a recent Washington Post op-ed saying, look, you know, you got to knock it off with all the gender stuff because people want Democrats to build things like roads and infrastructure. And the more you go down this rabbit hole of pursuing pronouns, the more you're going to alienate everyday Democrats. He's right on that, by the way, because these are, you know, problems that frankly, I don't think that the Democrats have the luxury of tackling right now, given where the economy is. He's right on that, but immediately was criticized, just immediately, by Pete Buttigieg's husband, along with a New York Times reporter that accused him of completely misinterpreting that poll, the poll that said that no one wants Joe Biden to run again. Look, Democrats are in trouble, and the sooner they admit it to themselves, the better. Because all this cockiness, all this confidence is going to come back to bite them in a spectacular way. In a spectacular way this fall when we see those fall elections in November. One of the reasons for this, of course, and you've heard me talk about this at length, is because of the economic mistakes that have been made over and over and over again, leading to the mass inflation that we have right now. Such crazy inflation. It's very hard as an investor to figure out, like, where do I invest in the middle of all this? Which is why I just want to give a quick shout out for my friends over at Key City Capital. It's a group of, well, you know, Charlie Dombeck, he's been on the show a few times, and it's a group led by him, and they are actively seeking opportunities for you to get more of a guaranteed, I mean, you can't ever say anything's guaranteed, I should qualify that, right, in investing, but a more sort of expected rate of return on your investments while simultaneously seeing some tax savings. So they've got a very innovative way of approaching this. It's not your typical, you know, let's invest in stuff for the 401k. It's not your typical, let's invest in a series of stocks or equity funds. It's very specific and tailored more towards a debt style investing. Check them out. KeyCityCapital.com/Trish is the link. KeyCityCapital.com/Trish. Given all that inflation, given the volatility of the markets, it is very, very challenging for people. And so for our politicians to kind of discount that, you saw the president just over the weekend trying to push back on gas prices and say, no, 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 they're coming down. They're coming down. They've been falling every day. I'll give them this. They've been recently pulling back. And the reason for that is investors are so freaked out about the possibility of a really significant recession that they've started to creep lower, but they're still darn high. They're still way higher than they were this time last year. And so there's no getting around that one. And, you know, you're trying to placate, you're trying to tell the media, oh, you don't really understand it. They're coming down. They're not really coming down enough anyway. I mean, it would be wonderful if they do. I wish you luck on that one. But realistically, given the landscape we have right now, given the challenges overseas, given the effort to really squash any investment here in the United States of America into the energy sector, the traditional energy sector, I think you're going to continue to see escalated energy prices, even if you're in that $95 to $100 barrel range, that's still extremely high and makes it very difficult for people. Meanwhile, you're dealing with the reality that inflation increasingly has become embedded into the economy. Whether or not the Fed can solve this one without sinking us into a really bad economic situation still remains to be seen. But bottom line, he's a little too confident for his own good. Remember to subscribe to the channel. Remember to go to Apple iTunes and subscribe to the Trish Regan Show right there. It's very important. If you're on Spotify, please do it there as well. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow.